In Watertown, Connecticut, about 26 miles from the site of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, the squeak of a swing's chain and kids like little Alessandra at play. This playground has special significance, built in honor of Don Lafferty Hochsprung, the principal of Sandy Hook Elementary, one of six adults and 20 first and second grade students shot and killed in December 2012.
A mass shooting, and this time, gunfire aimed at elementary school children.
This was dedicated to really all of the children and the teachers, but in particular, Dawn Hochsprung. This is celebrating Dawn's life and her love of teaching.
Bill Lavin heads up the construction of those playgrounds for the charitable organization Where Angels Play.
There's 20 swings that represent the special number of the children, and then the six other riding toys represent the educators.
The Sandy Hook families united behind this project.
We made sure that this was their project and find a way to express how these beautiful children lived rather than how they left us.
27-year-old first grade teacher Vicky Soto lost her own life protecting her students from the gunman.
She was my right hand.
Carlos Soto is the father of Victoria Soto, known to her family and friends as Vicky.
As a teacher, she always told us that she wanted to be special, different than other teachers.
Carlos says the inaction on gun violence following Sandy Hook is painful for him and his family.
Like my son said, when he went to Washington a couple years ago when they had the shooting in Florida, he said it was 7 years ago my sister was killed and nothing has been done.
What has changed?
This is a drill. We need to lock.
A generation of K through 12 students growing up in the wake of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting nearly 9 years ago, now preparing for the possibility of a shooting at their school, even if they don't know it.
We pretended there was a bear.
That's six-year-old Liam telling his mom, Tara, an ABC News producer, about his recent drill.
We have to go down and hide.
A layer of innocence lost, no matter the age. And a new norm, says 19-year-old Hannah Jack.
I could see like the pain in their face and like this, how scared they were when like the alarms would go off, and it scared me too, you know?
She was in fifth grade when the Sandy Hook shooting happened.
That was life at that point. Like, it didn't really dawn on me that it was anything different.
That is the reality of America. There's 400 million plus guns in this country. Gun violence can affect a family or a child's life at any time.
John Woodrow Cox is the author of Children Under Fire, An American Crisis. Cox estimates during a single school year, 4 to 8 million kids experience lockdowns. Even when they turned out to be false alarms, they leave their mark.
And a meaningful number of that 4 to 8 million kids thought, at least momentarily, that they might get shot to death in their school. And we know that because they text their parents goodbye, they write wills saying who they want their toys to go to, they soil themselves, they weep.
Our nation's kids on the front lines of this gun epidemic.
It goes so far beyond the children who are physically wounded. It's the kids who were at the school or on the playground when the shooting occurred and witnessed it.
It's not just at school where children are at risk of gun violence.
And the search for the gunman in the shooting that killed a six-year-old little girl in Washington.
Just weeks ago, six-year-old Nia Courtney was struck and killed by a bullet while riding her scooter on a sidewalk in southeast Washington, D.C. Her grandmother, Andrea Courtney.
My granddaughter did nothing to no one to be the one that had to be buried.
According to the Gun Violence Archive, in 2019, more than 3,700 children and teens died or were injured in gun incidents.
The toddler could not be saved.
Even in the safety of homes, kids are getting their hands on guns, hurting others or themselves.
When a little boy found a gun legally owned by his father in a TV stand and accidentally shot himself in the head.
Kids find guns in their parents' homes all the time. If the only change we made in this country was to say, we're not going to let children get access to guns. Everybody who has a gun in a home where children could access it, they're going to lock that gun up. More than half of the school shootings that have occurred since Columbine, they would not have happened.
Back at the playground in Watertown, Bill Lavin says beyond politics, we have to find common ground and break ground to turn the trend. He says the families of Sandy Hook victims want that too.
You know, we should be able to figure it out. And I think that's what their hope is, to prevent another family from going through what they had to experience.
For Carlos Soto, the father of Vicky, the Sandy Hook Elementary School teacher who died while shielding her students, he says on the bad days, he goes to his daughter's playground.
And I sit there watching the kids play and enjoying it. And that gave me more relief and it gave me peace.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.